Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside.
All right, I have a treat for you all today. I have Liza Hippler coming on the show, and you are going to love her. She is fiercely passionate about empowering women to cross the abyss between wanting more and being more when it comes to their gifts and callings. Liza is a show-up mentor, giving women strategy, space, and celebration to do just that. She is a lifelong explorer and never-ending healer of her own patterns and behavior. She has worked one-on-one with dozens of women and bringing all their experiences into her membership program. She loves to help women create beautifully by teaching them a DIY brand design, offering custom brand photography, and all the while supporting women to show up through self-doubt into the magic of the other side. I think Liza is a beautiful human being, and she is also somebody that I had a chance meeting with, and she is my brand photographer, and I didn't even know what brand photography was. So I can't wait for you to meet her. Let's dive in. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving, married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and a believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you how to live a life that represents who you are authentically, not who you think you need to be. Each episode, I meet you right where you are, with time-tested tools and strategies so that you can find who you are in all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. I am ready to go live with Liza, and you've heard just a little bit about her, but welcome, Liza, to Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you ready for this?
I am so ready. I also feel like I should be sitting on a couch.
I do too. Actually, I need to figure out how to arrange my office, or at least I'm on a couch.
Yes. Just very loungy.
It doesn't make sense for me to be over here all business in my chair.
Yeah, beautiful lounge couch.
I got to get on brand. This is something you can help me with.
Yes. I'll find you a couch. That'll work for your podcast. Yes. In your brand colors.
In my brand colors, because I am not there right now. Yes. So definitely. So I want to tell everybody really quick how I met you, because it was really a chance meeting. And just, I think God works in mysterious ways. So we actually met at a Tony Robbins Business Mastery event. Mm-hmm. And the sea of people, I don't even remember how we exactly met. I think we were in the same group.
I quit my group.
Oh, that's right.
I quit my group and I was in line behind you guys at lunch at a taco place.
Oh, I remember that now.
And I just heard you guys talking and I was like, hi, do you guys need my skills for your group? Because we were doing those like business games.
Uh-huh.
And you were all like, okay.
Sure.
Bring it on.
I didn't know any of them really either. So yeah. I do remember that now. I was like, I know there was a story, but I was like, it was a strange one. So chance meeting in a taco stand. Yeah. And I loved you like instantly. Like I didn't even know what brand photography was. I'm like, now what is that again? And you're like, oh, it's these colors and everything. And you take your brand colors and the things that you do, and you describe it. You're better at that. What is brand photography? Tell them.
Oh, yes. Well, brand photography is just, it's a visual way to show up for your big dreams, right? Yeah. I mean, it's photography that represents and can tell your personal story as well as your brand story, so that you can best relate to your ideal client, attract your ideal client, and show up and sell what you need to sell, and really just have this wonderful bank of images that speaks to everything you could possibly want to say.
Yeah. And I was instantly intrigued because it had never occurred to me. It had never occurred to me that I should have clothes that match my brand. Like, it was a whole new world. And I was like, I love this.
That's
cool. Like, then I found out that you lived in Franklin, Tennessee, which I just happened to go there like once a quarter.
That was amazing.
And I'm like, in the same town, I'm like, this is a dream in heaven. So you've done my photos a few times now, and we got to do them again because I got a new hairdo.
We do.
But it's been fabulous. But one of the reasons I really wanted to have you on the podcast is I talk to women about designing a life they love. Mm-hmm. And I know when I first started with you in the brand photography, I was not confident about this at all. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I had a panic attack about clothes right before I was supposed to travel. Yes. And I'm like, this is too hard. Like, I felt like it was too hard, but it was really deeper than that. Like, you knew that, I think. You knew that it wasn't about the outfits and matching and being able to pack it. It was like, Amy is not confident in who she is right now.
Yes.
So I think that going into a situation where I'm comfortable with all of those little things, those demons and childhood triggers and all the things, they come up.
Yes.
So what do you feel about how you help women kind of, I felt like I came alive a little bit in my photo shoots with you.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Almost every client that comes to me says, I know I want to do this. I'm ready for the next step, but I don't like this. I don't like being in front of the camera. Please don't make it hard. And I'm just like, bring it on. Like, I am here for all of it. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I mean, I think I've had one person who, she teaches on camera confidence, so she was fine, but everyone else comes with something. And it's really interesting. And it's why I started to add more and more to my offerings is this like inner peace. Yeah. Because if we don't have like the inner stuff that's aligned and ready to go and capable of dealing with emotions when they come up and our own repeated negative crap patterns when they come up, like, we're just not going to be able to show up as effectively, boldly, confidently, as playfully as we can and as we want to.
Yeah.
In order to build our business.
Yeah. And I think you do that well. And I want to talk about how you do that as well soon in a little bit. But I think the difference between my first set photo shoot and my second photo shoot with you,
yes,
was totally different.
It was amazing.
And we did it at your house. You're like, okay, I guess we could do that at my house. So now I'm ready to my house.
I was like, that's great. I don't have to go anywhere.
I have a house, but can I borrow yours?
Yeah, it's my brand colors.
I felt like you pulled me. Yeah, it was. I felt like you kind of pulled me so much more calm the second time. So I also think one of the things you've said is we forget who we are by too much time going by and neglecting the things we truly desire. Can you speak to that a little bit?
I mean, we could take it all the way back to just like, we could take it back to childhood, right? So when we start to become like quote unquote adults, we start forgetting our sense of play. We start forgetting to just enjoy little things. I mean, even my oldest, who's a sixth grader, she was really, and I think she still is, but she was really depressed because she switched to middle school and there's no playground.
Right.
They don't have a playground anymore.
Yeah.
And I think it really hit her. Like, is this what it means to grow up? And I had to be like, it's not. Yeah. It does not have to be what it means to grow up. Mm-hmm. And we just get beat into us like, well, you're growing up now, so you must not want to play. You must not want to have fun. You've got to take everything that your body would like to do and your brain would like to delight in, and you've got to put it behind you now because you have bills to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then for those of us that are parents, it can especially, you know, we can really lose ourselves in parenting. And we just become mom and we just get in this mom mode. And it's real easy to just forget our desires there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that lights us up, you know? And so all of a sudden, all these years have gone by and we're like, where did I go?
Yes.
You know?
Like, who am I?
Yes. Yeah.
Who am I? That is one of my passions, is to help women find themselves again.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you probably don't know this that inspired me was on your Instagram, you and your husband dancing and doing crazy things with your girl and your husband, like really getting into it as well. And I'm like, I am not doing that anymore. Like,
yeah,
somewhere I lost fun, Amy. Then I think back, it goes back to that Tony Robbins event, because that was a dance mm-hmm. party. Like,
that was great.
So I put some things on Instagram, and when I came back, my team said to me, I would never picture you at an event like that.
Yes.
And I thought, I've never let them see that side of me.
Mm-hmm.
Changed everything. So I think you do that really well, but I know that I've been lost in who I am. So mm-hmm. if you've ever had a time you can think that, oh my gosh, I just got so busy and so overwhelmed that I lost myself and didn't know how to fight.
I definitely, I think for me, it showed up in kind of need for approval, right? Like outward approval, and forgetting that I was able to approve of myself. Like even my office, for example, we moved in 3 years ago and I had this office, which was great and it was beautiful and everyone liked it. And it was very officey and it was kind of preppy. And then about a year ago, when I started on this new coaching program, like, I mean, you know, we met at a Tony Robbins event in 2019. So I'd been doing a lot of my own work for a long time, but there was a shift in this new coaching program that I became a part of. And I, all of a sudden I was like, this isn't what I want. Right. Like what? Like, and I sold everything in my office. I repainted, I bought all new stuff. Like it's like a meditation-y, like Zen, like dream in here now. And it's the way that I want it to be. And I think one of the biggest things, and it's same with Tony Robbins, when you were like, you know, what was it that brought that out of me? It's moving into our bodies.
Mm.
There is a reason that man had us on our feet, what, every 30 minutes?
Yes.
At least, like even during lectures, it would just be like, and stand up, right? Like right in the middle. Like there is a huge reason. And it's because we think we can solve everything in our heads.
Mm.
And we forget that we have several, like we have our heart as women, we have our own like female intuition, and we forget about these things.
Yeah.
And when we forget about them, we forget that we can play. We forget that we have our own desires. We forget that we have our own delight. We forget that we can approve of ourselves. We forget that we can tap into our intuition for our own direction. And when we forget all that, we're like a mess.
Yes.
But when we remember it, it's super magical.
It is super magical. And I think, how would you talk about, I think you've said the phrase alchemizing emotions.
Yes.
Along the way, it can be uncomfortable, but they're 100% necessary. What do you mean?
I didn't understand that for a while. It kind of sounded like, what is that crazy witchcraft?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. But it's really just, it's taking emotions, like anything that can come up, right? From traumas, even little traumas. Like it doesn't, you know, some of us have very big traumas, but we can also just have repeated small traumas over time. We can have little things that we remember that someone said to us that just stuck in a really negative way. So it's taking these emotions when they come up and working with them, like working through them and with them in a way that turns them around to feed your soul. So instead of just like there they are, let me eat to get through it. Or there they are, let me just be, you know, let me just kind of like be sad and let it go and then move on. It's kind of intentionally being like, what is this telling me about myself? We have a negative reaction, but on the other side, it's telling us something that we're desiring. And so it's like, how can we move through it? Not just using our heads, like using our bodies. And how can we make it into something? It's kind of like creating a diamond, right? Yeah. Like, how do we take this chunk of coal and turn it into a diamond?
Okay.
So that's what that's kind of what alchemizing your emotions is.
I love it. So if I give you an example, can you tell me how to do that?
Let's try. Yeah.
Let's try. So yesterday I had a day and I had a day where deeply held emotions came to the surface in something that I've been holding for a while. Mm-hmm. And it came out and then it even pointed back to childhood. I'm like, I cannot believe I have been doing this for 2 years. So when I moved to, long story short, from the counseling center to online business, I've always said I'm having a really hard time taking what I do one-on-one, day-to-day, and putting it into words that somebody would understand in a blog, on a website, on something like that. Like, I have this gift of being able to sit with somebody and feel their emotions and verbalize back to them. Like, tell me if I get it wrong. I rarely get it wrong. Like,
right. This
is what you're feeling that you can't say. But for me to take that and put it on paper, it's like, I can't do it. There's just something that happens. So I have been in a new mastermind since March. And it is next level, like next level and way out of my element, which is great. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm having a really hard time. So I went to Connecticut in May, but I went again about 3 weeks ago. And when the mastermind coach is Julie Stowen.
Yeah,
love her. So I said to her, she asked me a question and all of a sudden I go blank. And I'm like, I can't answer it. Like nothing comes out. And she's like, now go back and figure that out. And I'm like, okay. But then I go and sit down. And after I got over myself a little bit, I got emotional. I realized I had already written everything she asked me. I could not verbalize it. So the same thing was happening as I've come home and I'm supposed to be like, I know my human person I want to talk to inside out. I know where I'm going. I'm so in alignment with it. But when it, and I can brain dump it, but when it came time yesterday for me to put it on a formal piece of paper, blank, like what is happening? So you know what I'm talking about? I finally messaged her, very vulnerable for me because I don't do that. And I'm like, something is happening. Like, she goes, yeah, you have a lot of drama around the sales page. Well, I couldn't do it there either. I couldn't do it yesterday. So they asked me one question. And this is where the revelation came. But then I don't know how to align that with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Is when's the last time you remember being able to take what's in your head and either verbalize it to a coach or on a piece of paper? I don't know.
That's a great question.
Then I thought about it and I said, I don't know. What I do remember is the first time that I couldn't.
Okay.
And that was the very first mastermind I went to in July 2019. I was in a hot seat. I didn't know what a Facebook pixel was. And I was with somebody that was known for Facebook ads. And I was up on a chair. There was like 15 people there. And I had not had an online business. I'd only thrown up a course and sold enough to get into this mastermind. And they kept coming at me and coming at me and coming at me about marriage. But I could do marriage in my sleep. Like, I just can't. I can help people. I could answer nothing. I felt stupid. I felt that they thought I was stupid. Yeah. I felt all these things. I had a breakdown that day. Well, then I realized as I go blank, I'm feeling stupid.
Right.
And it's the same thing. It started there. I don't have the confidence in the online business because I feel like I started out feeling stupid. When it comes to doing something in a performance document, where it's going to be looked at, or I have to project that to someone else,
right?
Freeze.
It's showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Showing up. Also from childhood.
Right. Yeah. I figure. Yeah.
Big time.
That triggers.
Big time trigger. Like my husband knows. Like I have some trigger words. It's stupid, dumbass, ignorant, the R word that I refuse to say. Like I hate them. So now that I've laid all that heavy junk on you, fix me. No. Like how would you put that into alchemizing it into my body and releasing it?
So there are a few ways. There's a bunch of ways. And I take most of these from the Feminine Wholeness Method, which was created by my mentor, Morgan De Cecil, and which I will, I'm a certified practitioner. I will be officially certified in March, but I am a practitioner at the moment. So I take it from there. So I have to give credit where credit is due. So one of the things that you can do, there are two things I'm going to say. And one is using the stress cycle to move it out of your body. And I love this. And I've done this with both my 11-year-old and my 8-year-old before.
Wow.
And it's been amazing. The stress cycle is literally like, you know, you're out of it. I would have loved it. Like if you did it when you were in it, like if you were able to be like, you know, later that night, do this. But if you can kind of sit for a few minutes by yourself and just think of the words and just kind of bring that feeling back up, just kind of being brave enough and willing to do this, you know, do it in a closed room by yourself where you feel safe. And then what you do is you basically just put on music that makes you, you know, just whatever you want. I don't know if you've got like heavy metal, if you just want something like, just something where you just feel like you can just get mad to it.
Okay.
And you can move. It's not really dancing. It's moving as like your body needs to move. So you might like punch the air or kick or like scream into a pillow. Love screaming into a pillow. Yeah. You just let it go and you let it come out. And the more you let it come out, it will come out. And you might find yourself like crying or screaming or being mad, but this is what it is to move it.
Uh-huh.
And then when like the song is over, if you need another round of it, do it. But you might be like, I'm good. And then you play another song. I have a playlist that I love and I have to find it. It's on my mentor's thing. And I think it's called Embodied Safety. And then you have another song that's like calmer and you just sit and you just breathe in and out. You can kind of concentrate like on your sits bones or like your feet, like whatever's touching the floor, like just feel them touching the floor because that's going to help ground you after this. And it's going to help you feel safe. And then there's just a third song. The whole thing's like 15 minutes, 12 if you have 3-minute songs. And then the final song is really just sitting in a meditation in your safe space. So I don't know if as a therapist, you have safe space or if you work with safe space with anyone. So then you just imagine yourself in whatever your safe space is, whether it's, you know, the beach or the forest or a beautiful house in nature, like whatever it is. And so that lets you release all the emotions, but then it also lets you remind yourself that you're safe and you're held. So that's one thing to move through emotions when they become active, or if you know that they're stuck in there, like if you're like, I felt them, but I didn't get to move them out, you can rebring them back up. And then just a single meditation by itself is to rework your memory.
Okay.
So it's kind of like where you would see it in front of you on a movie screen. Whatever the childhood one, the Facebook pixel mastermind, the other one, and you rework them the way that you would like them to go.
I love it.
And although it doesn't change the past, it starts to change the way your brain reacts to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it really starts to shift it.
I love it because I don't feel like I released it. That's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
And music does move me. Like,
yeah, it moves all of us.
Is so powerful. Like I get frustrated at the counseling center if I come in and the spa music isn't playing.
Yes.
Because when I come in, I want to hear it and instantly go,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do it and I'll report back.
Yes.
I love it because as a counselor and therapist, like we are taught to deal with what's in the mind. And there's very few that bring in body movement and flow and meditation.
Yeah.
So powerful.
Trauma is stored in the body. Like it's, yeah. there's science that shows that it's like we store it in there. We store it in our joints and our organs and our muscles. So like, and it just saves in there like as an energy. So you've got to move
right.
to move it around and move it out.
Oh, I love that. I got a lot of trauma to move. Maybe that's why.
Just music all the time. Just dancing all the time.
Okay. So I want to move on to the next yes. thing is you state that you must take time away. And there are two main ways to utilize this time. Yeah. So talk to me about that. Because I think people don't understand the difference between rest, time away, self-care. Like, I think it gets all
yes.
in there, what it actually is.
Yes. I feel like time away, meaning, so if we're talking about your business, so a like break from that, because so often we can just sit down and work and then go to bed and then sit down and work and go to bed.
Right.
You know, or if you're just in parent mode, like whatever your regular day-to-day everything is, like you need time away. And the first one is the easiest one. And that's literally like dumb TV. Like whatever, like it's just where your brain doesn't have to do anything. You're not asking it to do anything. You're not asking your body to do anything. Like it's just time to just be like, bleh. And yeah. although you might feel like you're not doing anything because your brain, you're not telling your brain that it has to work right now. You're giving your body a chance to work on itself. Just like when we sleep, just like when we rest, when we're sick, like we're all like, I'm so lazy today. And the people who say that are like some of the least lazy people I know. And I'm mm-hmm. like, you're not lazy today. You were giving your body and your brain a chance to like catch up, to repair itself. Like it's always working. It's just subconscious. So we don't realize we are doing something just because we're not conscious of what we're doing. So it's really great to just have like just chill nothingness. Trash TV time, like full permission to just dive on into that. And then the other time away is to really dream and visualize like your dream life. Mm-hmm. And I've realized how just I've been doing more and more of this and just how when you really start to get specific of what you want, like it's so easy for so many of us to just be like, well, I'm not going to picture like a giant mansion because I'm never going to get it. I'm not going to picture like a beach house because I'm never going to get it. And it's like, well, yeah, your brain and your ego want to be right. So when you say I'm never going to get it, your brain's like, cool, sweet. Then we won't do anything to get it. And you will get to be right. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You are right. Uh-huh. But when we really let ourselves like I have a blank sketchbook journal. Mm-hmm. Where I've just started adding like just magazine photos and words and sentences about like what I want my dream life to look like. When you really start to visualize it, all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I think we're ready to like paint the house or redo the backyard or like I'm going to get a new outfit. And it's all of a sudden these things that are making these slow shifts and you start to feel better about yourself and you start to feel like you can be the creator of your destiny and you start to just feel more confident in everything and start to visualize what it could look like. Let that be in your brain. Cause you know what? Why not? What's in your brain now that you can't do it?
Yeah.
How's that any better? How's that any better than having the dream of this in your brain? Mm, you know,
yeah.
Like just fill it with magical things and you will find yourself. It doesn't mean you're going to wake up tomorrow having everything you need to make that happen, right?
Right.
Which doesn't always just mean money. Like you might have like a spouse who can't move right now or whatever it is. But when you just start to put it on the radar and you just start to picture it in your life and you start to take a little bit of action toward it, all of a sudden you'll start taking smaller and like smaller steps. And you're like, you know what? This feels better. This feels better. This feels better. And you may get that house and you may get five more after that. Or you may never get it. But you've suddenly found yourself in an environment that you still never thought you were going to be in had you not been after this dream.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think it's every little piece, like from your dream vacation to your relationship with yourself, to your relationship with your spouse, to your relationship, you know, just dream all like the beautiful dreams.
Mm-hmm. And I think when we think that we dream, we have these big audacious dreams that, and then we're like, oh, we're never going to get there. But it's really, you said it in there multiple times. It's the small, tiny day-to-day actions.
Mm-hmm.
Like even with your office, which is gorgeous, by the way, and I thought the other one was fantastic. So just shifting that environment to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Right. Like, where do you want to be? I love the beach, but I don't love the beach that's an hour from me because it's brown and gross. I like the beach that's 13 hours from me. So that is the center. But what did I do? I play beach sounds on Alexa every day.
Oh, yes.
Ocean sounds, especially when I'm stressed. That's actually brought back baggies of white sand. And I have them in this little plastic bucket. And if I'm really stressed, I'll sit outside in my backyard with the pool waterfall. I'll turn the ocean sound still on with the birds on the speakers, and I put my feet in it. Yes. I just bring it to me.
Yes. Yes.
Because one day I'm going to have that beach house.
Yes.
It may be a little hut.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my dream beach house has like 9 or 10 bedrooms. So I can bring tons of friends like that. Yes. And I started looking at it the other day.
Oh,
the best. I was looking online. I was like, all right, now I know I need $7 million to buy that.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. But the thing is like too, and this is so simple. And I read this recently and I was like, how has this never crossed my path before? Everything that is tangible right now, right? Like your desk, your books, your water bottle, your house, the car outside, all of that started in someone's mind. Everything started as a thought and everything started as a vision. Everything.
Wow.
Like you can't look around and not see it. And everything in our current lives is a product of our past thoughts. Wow. So if we are able to visualize a new future and see it, like we're not going to get it if we can't visualize it. You have to be able to visualize it. Mm. Like just even in decorating a room. Or painting a wall. You're not going to paint it until you can visualize what color you want it, right?
Yeah.
If you sit there going, I don't know, it'll show up one day. I'll just, you know, hopefully if I just am on the path of wanting the wall painted, the wall will become painted. It won't. You've got to visualize it first.
Right.
That's step one, you know?
I love that. And I love it because then you tie all of this back in to a visual brand. And I tell my husband, I'm like, I just need like a quarterly appointment with Liza. He's like, nobody needs that. I was like, it's not even about that.
Amy does. Yeah.
Amy does. Yeah. Yes. Cause I was trying to find the perfect picture the other day. I was like, send me all the things that you've ever done.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, now I'm like keeping that list you told me to keep.
Yes. So, plus as your story changes, you realize you need new things, right? Not as your story changes, but as you show up differently.
Absolutely. And my entire
you realize you need new images. Yeah.
My entire brand has shifted from what.
Yeah. Oh girl, I did a brand shoot not too long ago and I'm already like, oh my God, I don't have anything to say this, and this.
I know.
So I need new photos.
Because I've changed it to helping Jesus loving women design a life they love. So finding their identity is the first step, who we are, then the purpose, and then tying it into all the domains of marriage, financial, spiritual, health, emotional. So that's one reason I was like, I have to have Liza on my podcast because she is amazing. I could just listen to you all day. But why don't you tell everybody here real quick before we go how they can find you and how you can help them?
Yes. So I'm on Instagram, Liza Hippler. L-I-Z-A, and then 2 P's. Liza Hippler on Instagram. And my website is also lizahippler.com. And if you're local to Nashville, we can do a brand shoot. But I am about to open my brand new membership. Mm-hmm. It is called the Create Beautifully Collective. And it is all about showing up for your big dreams. So it is both the outer work and the inner work to be able to do that in really powerful ways. All the branding, all the good stuff, plus that embodiment work that we talked about. Mm. So people can really move past their blocks because, and it's pretty much for women. And I really believe that heart-centered women entrepreneurs can really help heal the world and change the world. And so we can't have blocks standing in your way, y'all. It's time to get them out of the way.
No. Because yes. I know I've got some blocks.
We got to get them out of the way and get you a beautiful brand so that you can just show up and do your thing.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'll put all that in the show notes so nobody has to think about it. They can just go click and do all the things because they absolutely need to go follow you and look at your membership. I will highly recommend it.
Thank you for me.
Okay, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in continuing conversations just like these, visit my website at amywine.com. There you will find additional resources for high-achieving, Jesus-loving, married moms just like you, and the different ways that we can work together. Thanks for tuning in. See you here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection, we're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.